This Mind Work Challenge was recorded at our last Jumpstart to Wellness event that was held in Olympia, Washington, just after Thanksgiving. Here's how this particular challenge works, and the emphasis is on balancing the right and left sides of the body. I'm actually playing a drum using triplets with accents that vary every 8 measures. So what you're going to hear when we get started is triplets that basically are going to be formed by my holding sticks in my right and my left hand. So as you can imagine, with 3 hits every beat, I'm going to be hitting first right, then left, then right. That's the first triplet, and then left, right, left. So I'm basically always hitting my sticks from left to right, left to right. Now, the difference is I'm placing the accents in a different place every 8 measures. For the first 8 measures, I'm placing the accents on the first beat. So what you're going to hear is triplets, but there's an emphasis always on the very first beat of each measure. So what you hear is bump, 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 bump. And I'm actually playing a drum. Now, with that, of course, we are going to be essentially emphasizing first the right side and then the left side of the body. Now, after 8 measures, I actually shift the accent to the second of the 3 beats in each measure, which means that you're going to double up in terms of your own work, your own mind work. So in other words, when we shift from the first emphasis of the first beat for each measure to the second, what's going to happen is you're going to be essentially shifting your body and actually hitting the same side twice. So if you'll just think about you're playing the drum, you're going to, in essence, you're going to always be going right, left, right, left, right, left. But the emphasis that you want to place, the slaps that you give, will always be on the accents. Now, the other challenge to this exercise is you're going to hear in the background Deborah calling out different body parts. For example, she'll perhaps call out shoulders. Now, what I'm going to challenge you to do is when you hear the accent, you'll want to emphasize the either right or left shoulder. And of course, whether it's the right or the left is going to depend on where the accent actually is landing on. So she may say toes, and again, that'll be either the right toes or the left toes. She may say heels, that's either the right or the left heel. She may say eyes, it might be the right or the left eyes, who knows what she's about to say. So when you hear her say a body part, it's going to be always a right and a left side to that body part. And what you're going to want to do is, if it's, for example, your hands, you can basically slap your hands very gently on the table or on your knees. If it's your shoulders, you can lift those particular shoulders up. If it's your eyes, you're going to want to look either to the right or to the left, depending on where the accent actually falls. So in your mind, what you want to be doing is always thinking that the beat is continuous from the right to the left hand. And the trick of it all is to be able to acknowledge whether you're going to emphasize the right side of your body or the left side of your body. It doesn't always shift from right to left. You're going to sometimes be actually emphasizing the same side of the body sequentially, one after the other. So it's actually a challenging exercise. It's not one that I can actually call and play at the same time. So I'm actually playing the drum and I'm doing the accents as Deborah is actually calling out the body part that you actually want to emphasize. So it does take quite a bit of concentration to be able to not only shift the body part when she actually calls it out, but to be able to emphasize the right side of the body. So it really is a challenge of being able to coordinate the right and left sides of the body. So let's go ahead and get started. Again, you're going to hear me begin with the triplets, and I begin with accenting on the first beat for 8 measure, and then I will shift to accenting the second beat of the triplet for 8 measures, and then I'll move to accenting the third of the 3 beats per measure for 8 measures. And I repeat that over and over and over again. And just a warning, as you get warmed up and as you begin to get accustomed to shifting from one body part to another, I'm going to pick up the speed so that you'll have an even greater challenge with being able to see if you can't manipulate and accent the various parts of your body as is instructed. Now, if for some reason you don't feel like lifting your toes or putting down your heels or using your hands to actually hit your knees or to slap them on the table, you can do this in your imagination. You don't actually have to physically do this. What you need to do is to be able to think it. You need to be able to imagine it, and you actually get the same result. That's the magic of mind work. You're going to hear some noises in the background, and that's everybody at Jumpstart who is participating with the slapping and the fun of what we're actually doing. So have fun, and this is going to be actually then the challenge of balancing the right and the left sides of the body.
Hands. Elbows. Head. Heels. Hands again. Toes. shoulders. Knees. Heels. Hands. Toes. Heels. Toes.